Internet, how's it going? Sean here.
Pretty good.
Cracking the Spine, episode 59. I'm Sean. I already said that.
59, dudes.
Not yet.
I'm Zane.
I'm back.
Josh is here again.
Boo.
Boo-ern.
Josh, would you have had an episode 58 joke? Because we didn't come up with one.
Yeah, do you have like a number joke?
58. I hardly knew her.
Nope, so we didn't have one. All right.
58, dudes.
The summer of 58.
Nope, see, you're ruining all the jokes for the future episodes, guys.
Nope, enhancing.
They're better this way.
They'll be like callbacks.
Yeah.
What's up?
Kids love that.
Yeah. Kids love books, podcasts.
They fucking should.
They clearly do. We are ranked number 4 on literary podcasts.
On Podomatic, we got to 4, yeah.
So, you know.
I was blasting klaxons last week too, Josh.
God damn it, you had a klaxon off?
You would know that if you listened to the show.
I wasn't home all day!
Where were you?
I was in Philadelphia.
How did you get there? On a train?
In a car.
Oh, okay. Because if you're on a train, you can listen to... Oh, wait, in a car, you can listen to a podcast.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I have to listen to the Eagles draft talk. I gotta figure out who the Eagles are drafting.
Yes. Another 9 hours of, are they going to go up to get Carson Wentz?
We don't know. Nobody knows.
They're scared of Carson Wentz because they got to do it.
Somebody knows. We're gonna crack this one.
Yeah.
Right after this message from Team Toyota.
This is where
Team
I
Toyota,
wanna be.
You're part of the team.
There it is.
Did you do that? Did you?
I did. I was the original.
Get to know Beans.
Fred Beans. Nope. Everyone always gets the interval wrong.
No, actually, I get it perfect.
Fred Beans.
You were way too early. This show is going to kill in our international market.
It's going to go over great in the greater Bucks County area.
The tri-state area, Josh.
Fair point. Hey, Zane.
Hi.
What are you reading?
I'm still reading Disappearance at Devil's Rock. I haven't finished it yet. Don't yell at me.
I wasn't going to yell at you.
Preemptively, I do understand all the words in it.
I wasn't going to say anything. You've had it for less than a week.
That's not true. I've had it for a week, exactly.
You've had, okay, for a little bit more than a week by like an hour. I was not going to give you a hard time about it yet.
All right, but next week.
When it took you like 4 weeks to read The Devil in the White City, I worried about some of the pictures got you locked in.
Three pictures is a lot to take in.
Well, I'm just saying.
Is it one of those that has like the left page is a picture and you're like, oh, there's a picture.
Which one?
In The Devil in the White City.
No, there's like three or four pictures like in the middle of the book.
Maybe I just get stuck on devil books.
No.
Maybe
I'm a moron.
I don't know about that.
Not so, maybe.
Are you enjoying The Disappearance at all? I am.
I really am. It's not quite up. I'm not as engrossed with it, obviously, as I was with A Head Full of Ghosts. Not because it's worse, but for some reason, Head Full of Ghosts, like, really grabbed me.
Okay.
And I just, like, I couldn't put it down. And this is really, really, really good. It's just not like, oh my god, I can't stop reading this. It's just not exactly the same.
So many ghost books. I
love ghost books. I love horror books.
I was reading this one, and like, it was like during my lunch break, and I like yelled out really loud to like nobody in the room. I'm like, why do I keep reading these books? They give me so much anxiety.
I can't do
this
that.
One is really anxiety inducing.
Right?
Yeah.
Especially as a parent, man. It's like,
other kid things in it.
Yeah, it's all about kids, dude.
That's why I don't have any. All my kids are ghosts.
Josh doesn't have any kids just in case he reads a horror book. Right. Never.
And I don't want to have to feel those feelings.
That's right.
It's all about me.
I know. That's what being a parent is all about.
It's all about Josh.
Right. No, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Any parent, it's all about me.
It's all about Josh. That's all they can think about.
Okay.
Cool. Until you
Sean, what are you reading?
Remember
when Josh was in here? It was great.
It was so good.
It was.
So crazy.
I'm reading. I finished. I'm Thinking of Ending Things.
Yeah.
Which was good.
Which one was that?
It's the, it was a guy and his girlfriend, and they're driving to visit the guys. It's not out yet. I just started it last week, but it's a guy, it's like a suspense thriller. It's a guy and his girlfriend, and they're driving to visit the guy's parents in a farm, and it's like told from her point of view.
Right.
And to say anything else is to give it away. But, I have a feeling it's probably going to be like fairly big this summer. It was okay. Yeah. It wasn't.
It sounded good when you described it last week.
I'm gonna give it to you before you leave tonight, in case you finish Disappearance of Devil's Rock. I want to bounce it off somebody else. Again, I can't say too much about it because it's not out.
The movie of this has Kristen Stewart in it. I bet.
Who do you think's gonna play the guy?
Wilmer Valderrama.
Not bad.
He's coming
you
back.
You heard it here first, folks.
Is that Fez?
Also, I just became Wilmer Valderrama's agent.
It's the first time anybody said Wilder Valderrama since, like, his phone, like, ghost rang. He was like, Wilder Valderrama, I'm available.
He hates iPhones because he's like, I used to be famous when there weren't these. Now no one calls me on it.
Why don't I get to do voices on Robot Chicken?
All my friends do.
Exactly. Guys, just standing at the window of the recording studio.
Guys, I'm not busy.
Guys, I was Fez.
Isn't he the one that dates like all the like super young chicks?
Oh yeah, he loves Josh. That. I don't date super young chicks. Super young guys.
And by super, we mean superpowers.
Yeah,
like heroes,
Superman,
mutants.
Yeah,
yeah.
So you finished that?
I did. Yeah.
And now, did you start something else?
I did. I'm reading a middle grade book, like which is like 4th through 6th grade.
Okay.
Called PAX.
Uh-huh.
Is it about PAX?
I approve, by the way. You should be done, like, in the next, like, 20 minutes.
I will probably finish it tonight.
He's reading it right now.
It's about a little boy who gets, a fox, cub, or kit. They're called kits.
I cannot read this. It's too adorable, and the cat.
Well, hold on. Actually, it's not. He gets this fox and basically raises it, so the fox becomes tame.
Mm-hmm.
And then the book opens. There's a war coming to, like, wherever they live. And his dad has to go fight in the war, and he makes the kid abandon the fox in the woods. And, like, every other... This book's out. Anybody can read it. And, like, every other chapter is told from either the point of view of the kid or the fox. Like, it goes back and forth. And it's just one of those books where it's like...
It's Benji.
Humanity is horrible. Humanity is terrible.
They love to hit you with that in middle
grade books. Dude, it's
like,
They start introducing you to
that. They're like...
It's so,
they start
like...
making you read that crap.
Everything is... Everything that's happened so far has been depressing. Like, everything. Like, the fox is, like, sits by the side of the road, like, my boy's gonna come back anytime now.
Do you think it's gonna end, like, on an uplifting note?
I don't know. I think I know how it's gonna end. I think it's gonna be, like, go free, boy. Like, they're gonna find each other again, and it's gonna be go free, and I have to go grow up kind of a thing.
The fox is gonna see him from across the field, and he's gonna do the look from the gif.
Get out of here! We don't want you anymore! It's gonna be Harry and the
Hendersons. I hate you! I hate you! Yo, I haven't thought about that movie in however long it's been since I walked out of the theater seeing that movie. I didn't even walk out, but I saw that movie in the theater.
That's impressive. I haven't thought about it since somebody brought it up to me fucking probably 2 days ago. Harry and the Hendersons!
Oh, because your name's Josh Henderson.
Also, Bigfoot!
Fun fact, the guy in the Harry costume is Predator.
Mm-hmm. I believe it.
He's also
the original one.
He's also the original Predator. He is also Wilmer Valderrama.
Oh man.
Which is weird because in real life that guy is like my height, I think.
No, it's forced perspective.
He's much taller than you.
It's like
at 4'2".
It's like the way they shot Gandalf in the Hobbit movie. It's just a forced perspective thing.
I'm acting to nothing.
Bilbo Baggins. That's the worst Gandalf there's ever been.
I liked it.
I guess we can get this over with quickly. Josh, what are you not reading?
I'm still reading Klosterman. I hit a wall.
Okay.
I think I got to the point where I'm like, all right, Chuck Klosterman. I saw him on something. He's on that IFC show that Portlandia guy does with Bill Hader. It's a different show.
Oh,
the documentary.
Like, yeah.
Documentary
so, now? Yeah, I watched them all, and he's in the one.
Okay.
Being Chuck Klosterman.
Well, who else is he going to do?
Right.
It's really important that he's Chuck
Klosterman.
You had said
before that, like, his voice ruined some of the essays right?
I read it in his voice.
Can you do it? Can you do it? Because you saw him recently.
I can't really do a good one. This is kind of as good as I could do.
Oh, God.
Like, he kind of, like, it's a little, I'm a little more effeminate.
I don't know what he's actually saying.
I don't either,
so
but I think I can hear it.
You keep doing it.
Thank you.
Good work.
But.
Chase that dream.
I collected every book in Skyrim.
Yes, you did.
Every book.
How many?
I read.
Do you read
the
books in Skyrim?
I try to.
Yeah.
How many of them? Oh man.
Like hundreds?
About 100, probably.
Okay.
Maybe. I got really lucky.
That doesn't seem like that many.
It's hard though. I got super lucky. Super lucky, because some of them you need to get and not, like, you need to do certain things, and apparently I did them or I kept them somehow.
Right.
Oh, like if you didn't do that in the right order, or if you got rid of it, it was gone forever.
Somehow did it. Okay. Don't know. I would like to say I did it on purpose.
So what are you going
to
do with them?
I put them in my secret Batcave library in my new Breeze Home mod.
Okay.
You can enter it through a waterfall. It's beautiful. You guys should come over to my Breeze Home sometimes.
I would love to.
It's way better than yours.
I don't have one.
You don't have a Breeze Home?
No, well? I live in the Mages College.
Oh my god.
I have a garden and an apothecary table. Oh, you live in the table. Up top there. Yeah, man. I got an enchanting table. Yeah. I didn't have to pay for it. Nothing. I got that sweet tenure.
Oh, but it's so far away from everything.
Fast travel, bro. Oh, you don't do that because you freeze and die.
Yeah, can't do it. Got to eat, too.
I have Lakeview Manor, and I also bought...
It's my favorite.
The Vindral Hall in Markarth because I wanted to marry...
Oh, I have that, too.
...the super hot guy who's the house Carl that you get assigned to.
What's his name?
Argus the Bulwark.
Yeah.
He's the hottest guy.
All right, that's... He's the hottest guy. I think we can... That's probably going to do it for the show this week. No, kidding.
Damn.
I recommend collecting the Sean lusty Argonian maid. Sean,
talk about our private lives.
Yeah, our real lives in Skyrim. Why do you hate this?
All right, that's going to do it. Let's go ahead and take a little break. When we come back, we're going to talk about stuff. Probably Skyrim. We'll be right back.
Oh, it rhymes.
What?
Yeah.
59, spine.
Oh, yeah. Did it take us 50 episodes in the nines to realize that?
Yeah.
Wow.
We're idiots.
We are.
No, we've definitely made that joke before.
Are you sure?
Just in case, yes. Go back and listen to all 58 episodes in
a
row.
Leave us wrong.
Or at least the ones with Zane and I.
So back to episode 13?
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
I forgot to say something about when we were doing What Are We Reading earlier, so I want to go back for a second.
Okay.
We can't.
Because
it's impossible.
No, I mean, like, just in the conversation.
Oh, okay.
Not in actual time.
Right, that's impossible.
Because if I could go back in actual time, I would not want to go back to, like, 15 minutes ago when we were talking about that thing.
It would be weird, too, because it'd be two of you then.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'd go back to, like, medieval times with, like, a gun and, like,
oh, you time cop it, where he shoots the guy in the Civil War with a machine gun.
No, I just, like, go back and, like... And, like,
it's just Army of Darkness.
And just, like, live as a wizard. Yeah. Like, but I wouldn't be an actual wizard. I would just go, like, kill people with guns.
Wouldn't you?
And then, like, make me their king. Anyway.
I thought this thought out.
I have thought about it. I'm 39 years old. I had a lot of time to think about this. I got a journal. Gold.
Oh, sweet.
I'm going to start journaling. Oh,
like I have a journal, too.
Like a what?
Let me see.
Yeah. It's a guided journal, and it's like, it's a 5-year. I just bought it today.
Somebody wrote numbers in here.
It's, so it's like, just go here, like, January 1st, and then it has, okay, like, five different, like, year slots, like 2000, and then I'd go 14, 15, 16, like, all, and so on and
it's
so on, 16. And every day.
January 1st says, what is your mission?
Right. And that, so, like...
Time travel. We established that.
Can people change? They don't give you a lot of
Can people change?
I don't, that topic.
No. I don't want a lot of room because I don't feel like
It's like Twitter.
I'm just starting it.
Like 140 characters.
I'm just getting going on it.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much, like, how effusive I can be yet.
I have a journal where it's, like, a leather bound with a wrappy round thing.
Yeah, like a scroll.
Yeah, like a glue, like, things in it, or I just, like, stuff I like. It's like a serial killer journal. I put, like, you know, different things in it.
But, yeah, I decided
I'm
going to start being a journal keeper guy.
I know they can't see it, but it's gilded. It's fancy.
Yeah, the pages
really
are
fancy.
Gilded. Yeah, I like it.
It's so, like a golden
book. It's cool
book.
That when you put it, like, on the shelf, it looks like a book, like a booky book.
Yeah, it's like a leather, like, kind of like leather-ish
it doesn't look
to
like
it. Yeah.
It's so, like a cool. journal.
Anyway. I like that.
So
I'm
going to do that. Zane, what are we talking about this week?
Time travel.
It's not time travel.
Shit.
Today we were talking about a listener suggestion via the Reddit from Banjo Story.
I know him.
Who made that klaxon noise?
You can tell.
Weigh in the comments.
There's a distinct difference.
I know. You stinked at it.
Damn. I can't even respond to that.
Banjo Story said, you should talk about modern remakes / retellings of older stories, like how The Lion King is Hamlet. 10 Things I Hate
Wait,
About
what?
You is The Taming of the Shrew.
I never knew that.
West Side Story is Romeo and Juliet, etc. You could probably do a whole episode just on Shakespeare ones. How do you feel about how we regularly remake and retell already existing stories? What is lost or gained when you transplant a story from one environment
to another? Am I taking an AP test? This is the longest topic of all time.
Thank you for the suggestion, Banjo Story. We really appreciate all of our listener feedback.
No, thank you. It's very good. This is a great one. I like this topic a lot. I'm not just saying that because I just mean to you. Sort of.
No, but you, this is right up your... Oh, God, this is your bailiwick.
Oh, this is your, my bailiwick, yeah.
This is your wheelhouse.
Yeah.
This is your Amy Winehouse.
You put me on the spot to name a lot of them, but...
Well, no, we don't have to... Yeah. You said, like, when we were talking about the discussing this, you were like, everything's a remake.
Yeah. There's no... It doesn't matter.
Right.
There's no original.
So that's it. Everything's a remake. Cool.
He really loves this topic, I swear.
I do, though. I do, because I don't have a problem with it so much. I mean, we've been telling the same story for 200,000 years, probably. Doesn't mean that they're bad.
I think you wanted to get more specific than that.
Yeah, I think we're looking for specifics here.
Specifics?
Like the ones he mentioned.
Like Shakespeare, or, like modern retellings of Shakespeare.
Or the Game of Thrones being the, is it the 100 Year War? Roses, the War of the Roses, yeah. It's the same war, right? Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Same thing.
Why is it called the War of the Roses and the 100 Year War?
Like with Michael Douglas?
It lasted almost, well, it didn't last 100 years, but it lasted over 100 years, like, over 100 years, on and off, it was a war between the houses of the Lancasters and the... The Lannisters and the... What's the other one?
Habsburgs.
It's not them.
The Lancasters and the...
I don't know why you're looking at me like I would know.
I'm just looking.
Erie County. Lancaster County and Erie County.
And then they fought each other a lot.
Yeah.
And then a generation would die, and then they'd be like, we gotta wait a few more years till the kids can fight, and then they would, you know.
That doesn't answer the question, though, about why it has two names.
It's because everything has many names. I have many names. This one is mine.
It was good when Josh was gone last week.
No, why wouldn't it? I mean, it just is called two.
All right, all right. Anyway.
Man, you guys hate me.
No, we don't, Josh. We love you. Zane's quiet on this.
What's your favorite? Okay, let's narrow it down.
Favorite?
What's your
don't know.
Favorite remake of a story?
Lord of the Rings. The Hero's Quest story.
Yeah, sure. Those are my favorite.
That's my favorite.
Are we staying that general, though? He sort of phrased it as, like, when you take, like the Shakespeare one was a really good...
Yeah.
Or, like, Scrooged.
All right.
You know, a well-established story, like, from start to finish, and you sort of, transplant it, or transpose it to a different time, or a different setting...
That's all right.
Scotland, PA.
Would you consider How the Grinch Stole Christmas a Scrooge remake?
Oh, that's a good question.
A Scrooge remake specifically?
No, I mean a Christmas Carol, Carol. Like, isn't it? It's just the Scrooge story, yes. Right? There's no there's not even a wrinkle.
I would say
there's no ghosts.
I would say yes because there's major elements.
I guess you could say it's a very loose adaptation.
All right, there's obviously no way to know, but if Dickens had never written Christmas Carol, would Dr. Seuss have been able to come up with Grinch?
But you might be getting into what you guys keep going back to, which is deeper themes.
Memes.
Deeper themes. Go deep or go home.
But Zane, you researched this.
I didn't do a whole lot of research.
What?
Oh my god.
We're flying blind!
Nobody's driving!
Fuck!
You kind of get even when you look up movies specifically that were made from that are book adaptations or remakes of old stories, you kind of get slogged down in Shakespeare.
Right.
Yeah, he's got the most.
And going over the list, I realized, especially in the 90s, boy, do we remake a lot of
the movie Oh.
Yeah.
A lot
of Shakespearean stories into teen dramas.
That was a thing.
And or comedies.
Yeah, it was a thing.
10 Things I Hate About You, Romeo and Juliet by Baz Luhrmann.
Baz Luhrmann's Guns.
She's the Man.
What's the Man?
That's the Amanda Bynes movie where she pretends to be a dude on the soccer team.
What's the story?
Twelfth Night.
Oh.
Similarly, the Disney Story original movie, Motocross, is also Twelfth Night.
All right.
Also Ladybugs.
There was a really bad
Shakespeare
movie.
In Love.
There's a really bad movie that came out with Kirsten Dunst in it called Get Over It.
Oh, that movie sucks.
Yeah, it does, but it's been so
You had
mainstream.
Me at Kirsten Dunst for sucks.
Oh, I like Kirsten Dunst.
Remember when I got really high on medication at your house and we watched Bring It On? And I was like, this is hilarious.
What medication?
headache pills, Fran's headache pills.
Or something like A Bug's Life.
Yeah, Bug's Life is Seven Samurai.
Seven Samurai.
There's a million Seven Samurais.
Yeah, 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 there definitely
There's
are.
There's a million.
Three Amigos is Seven Samurai.
Three Amigos. Yojimbo is...
Star Wars?
Star Wars is, like, anything. You pick a thing, yeah. It's taken it from it.
So, how do you feel about, like... remakes and retellings? Yes, no?
Yes, tentative. Yes with an
Mostly
asterisk.
Mostly yes.
I mean, yes if done, yes if handled correctly, if, you know, there has to be enough originality to the, like, to the, there has to be a reason to remake it other than just, right. Like, it's in the public domain, it's Shakespeare, we can make it,
we
you know what I mean?
It, yeah.
Like, there has to be a compelling new wrinkle on the story.
Interesting take on it, right?
Right.
It has to, you know, like Tron, the new Tron. It's like this, like a Jesus story, but like it's a computer Jesus. That works enough for me.
That's, you know, oh, that's okay.
That works enough for me. Like, okay. And I'm like weirdly okay with the Jesus story, like Matrix and stuff.
Because you,
like,
hate Jesus.
Because I do hate Jesus. I do hate him. But no, I don't hate him because he doesn't exist. No, but I like that
somebody's been coloring his mandalas.
I'm singing in tongues now. I'm like weirdly okay with it because I think when it's done well, it's a beautiful story. Like, it just fits.
Well, it speaks
in my brain.
To something. It
right.
speaks to something inside of us. Right. I think, like, truly,
the only thing that really doesn't do the Jesus story right is the actual Jesus story in the Bible. It doesn't have a lot of like beauty to it. It just is sort of, and then he died and he came back 3 days later, but he was a different guy, and he, you know, whatever. But, I don't know, anything that's done in an interesting way.
How do you guys feel about, like, specifically movie remakes, like, where they just remake it?
Don't like that.
There's no...
Yeah, like...
Because there's been a lot of those. Like, I feel like something like this, like, updating a story, or even... I mean, I love, obviously... Anyone could guess that I love, like, teen drama movies and teen comedies and stuff like that.
I didn't know that.
So, like, I don't mind stuff like 10 Things I Hate About You because,
yeah.
Like, whatever, I don't care. That's fun.
Right.
It's fun to watch. And it
but
at
that's...
least puts, like, a spin on the story. Like, there's a reason to tell it this way,
right.
Even
yeah, like
if the outcome is crappy.
When Gus Van Sant remade Psycho
mm-hmm.
Shot for shot.
Right. Shot for shot. What's the point?
Right, with Vince Vaughn as
work.
Anthony Perkins and Anne Heche as Jeanette Lee. And it's
right.
like, what?
That's not...
That's like...
You're handicapping yourself.
Anne Heche. And actually, the old, like, it's a shot for shot remake except for one small change.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys know what it is?
Is it in the shower?
It's in the shower scene. When Anne Heche falls over dead, you can see her butt crack.
Oh, that's right, because butt cracks are okay now.
We love butts.
I do.
I don't know.
Any story about a butt
and
a
butt
resurrecting.
The Jesus butt story.
The Jesus butt story.
Or like when they remade The Thing.
Yeah.
Like, why?
Did they
remake
The Thing?
The original, the 82 Thing is a remake.
I know that. However, the 82 Thing updated the story a bit.
Yes, it made it better.
Yeah.
It's a great film.
Did they remake it after that, though?
Yes, they did.
Who went, like, when?
They prequeled it with... Girl from Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
That's it. It's a prequel.
Okay. But all it's right. not, it didn't work?
It's all right.
Like Prometheus?
But it's one of those things like, why?
Right.
Yeah. Why did we make this film? What's the point of making this film?
Well, they're doing it all over.
I mean,
it's
I get that.
All over the place now. Ghostbusters, Ocean's 11.
I cannot even believe they're remaking Ocean's 11.
With the ladies.
I cannot believe. Look. That's great.
I mean, look,
fine.
I can believe that they're making it, but it doesn't. Poltergeist is a great example.
Poltergeist
Why?
Was a perfect horror movie.
Perfect.
Yeah. That they had to remake.
But again, like, in theory, I'm not opposed to remakes if there's a reason to retell the story.
If you have a better take on it. If you have an interesting...
If there's
the
a reason
to
retell
the
story in a certain way from a different point of view or in a different setting or a different time or whatever...
And I'm sick of the excuse of, like... Oh, we're just updating it for a new audience, as though
it just does,
like you
yeah,
like
human emotions are not timeless.
Like kids,
people can't
like,
fucking,
as though kids today couldn't possibly understand or be terrified by the original Poltergeist.
Right.
That movie still scares the shit out of everybody that sees it.
It's terrifying. Oh God, the it's lady awful. Is scary as fuck.
Which lady?
The little lady who's
no, like, it's all about the bathroom scene when he's looking in the mirror.
And he rips his own face off.
Yeah.
Ew, and the steak.
And the steak, like, that's super gross.
And the giant skeleton that she sees at the end of the movie that's like,
she's when
like,
she
don't
goes,
touch my baby!
When she goes into the pool and all the corpses, like,
those were real corpses.
And they
they were!
No, in the movie they're supposed to be real.
They were, that's the thing about where they shot, there was like an ancient Indian burial ground.
That's the story of the movie.
No, for real though.
Those movies were like cursed.
Are you sure?
There were like real human bones, like in the fake bones.
Seriously?
Like that's, I, look it up, I could be wrong.
This is like why the whole production was cursed and like...
Yeah. That's why the girl died, the dad...
No, I know, yeah, the little girl died...
But for years, every Poltergeist production was cursed.
Yeah.
Cursed. And the older sister was murdered, and didn't the little lady, wasn't she like...
She was actually a demon in real life.
Wasn't she like, I don't know.
I think she went on to have a career as that lady. Like, she was just that lady and stuff. She's in House.
She's in
that movie, not the show.
How do you feel about like a Star Trek remake, Josh?
Crickets, put the crickets.
Oh boy, don't make him talk about the Star Trek remakes.
No, we're not going to talk about it. We're not.
Sorry.
Except, wait a minute.
I couldn't help myself. No, we don't have to get into that again. If this is your first episode, go back and listen to the archives.
To every episode.
So that Josh doesn't, we don't have to do this again.
Like, I hate J.J. Abrams.
No,
it's over.
That was pretty good. That was a good me. But they don't, like, when they did 10 Things I Hate About You, they weren't like, a wild take on Shakespeare. They just made it. They used that formula and they made it. And if you picked up on it, great. If you didn't, it's still a great story because that's a timeless story.
Right.
You don't, these movies they're remaking aren't timeless stories. If, you know, they might even.
I don't know. They just remade Point Break. So.
I watched the original.
Find a new argument.
With my mom on Easter.
But, yeah.
And I was doing the lines, and I was like, I think I've only seen this, like, one time.
You said that to her?
Yeah. And I was, like, coming up with the lines. Like, they're just coming to me. Like, Jesus was speaking to me.
You've not only seen Point Break one time. You lied to your
mother.
Maybe,
like, three times I've seen it. I literally have not seen Point Break that many times.
I've seen Point Break that many times.
I find that really impossible.
Yeah. That's hard to believe.
Total Recall, I've seen a million times.
They remade that.
They did.
Dread, they remade that.
No. Dread is a remake of
10 Things I Hate About You.
The Raid 2, which was a Korean movie. So they took Judge Dredd and they took The Raid or The Raid Redemption or whatever it's called. And they put them together, and it works. And for some reason, magic happened. And
Okay, so then there's a remake that had a reason. And another remake that had a good reason to exist was the Scorsese movie that he finally won the Oscar for, that I can't think of the name of, in Boston.
The Departed.
The Departed. That was a Hong Kong action movie originally. Mm-hmm. With like, and you, if you go and watch it, you can see.
Yeah.
It's like very heavy on like the Asian...
Right.
Themes. Like,
well, I said Yojimbo, and we've been stealing from them forever. We've been stealing from Kurosawa forever because, you know, they made Fistful of Dollars, which is Yojimbo. It's the same movie. And, like, you could get away with that before, and you still can get away with it, quote-unquote, but you just have to... A touch. You need a light touch. And there's no such thing as light touch.
And I think it's harder to do with books. I think it's harder to find that wrinkle or to make it seem... you know, palatable to the audience that, like, why would I read your remake of Hamlet when Hamlet's the greatest thing ever written?
Can you think of any literary instances?
Well, there's a lot of, what I'm thinking of is there's a lot of, what I can think of right off the top of my head is a lot of adaptations of adult literature for children.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a series of books that tells the story of Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table, but all of the Knights of the Round Table are mice. So
absurd.
It's yes, it is. But so it's for that same middle grade group that I was talking about earlier, like 4 through 6.
What's
then it takes
called?
Of Mice and Men. Mouse Guard.
Red Guard series.
No, not the Red Guard series. Uh-oh. I think it's called Mouse Guard. It's relatively new.
Okay,
like within the last year or two.
Sir Gawain.
No, Sir Gawain is something different.
Sir Gawain is a Knights of the Round Table man.
But there's a book called Sir Gawain and the Green Knight or something like that. Why are you falling asleep on me?
I'm
you
not up. Falling asleep on you.
You turned your eyes away and tilted your head.
I'm doing, this is my version of the eye roll.
No one can see.
Yeah, that's why so I good do work. It.
I can see it. That's why I called him out on it.
I don't want
what people. About like Pride and Prejudice and zombies? Like, how do you feel about stuff like that?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like they've gone to the well. Like, I think it's a cute idea. It's like, it's one of those things where it's like a pitch meeting.
Right.
Like,
what if?
Yeah. Zombies are big now.
What if Pride and
Prejudice
this?
Is in the public domain? But then it was like,
it's on the nose.
Pride and Prejudice and zombies.
Abraham Lincoln and Vampire
Hunter. Yep. There was another, there's the, somebody adapted all six original Star Wars movies as Shakespearean plays.
That's kind of redundant.
And it's, no, but like, I mean, like, with the heightened language like the Empire, I think it's called The Empire Doth Strike Back or something like that.
Yeah, The Empire Doth Strike or something.
Yeah, but like, something. I don't know. Again, it seems to me like it's just
gimmicky.
A gimmick, yeah. Like a hat on a hat is what I call it. Like,
that's like, a good way to put it.
Thank you.
I like that. I did like that.
The Pride and Prejudice and Zombies thing, and there's another one, Persuasion and... darn it, we have a poster hanging up for it somewhere in the store, too. I can't think of what it is. But it's like, nah. It's like one of those things, you walk into the bookstore and you go, ha, it's really funny, Pride and Prejudice and Zombies.
I have a copy of Pride and Prejudice and Zombies because I thought it was hilarious, and I got it home and I was like, this is a whole fucking book.
Right.
It doesn't work that long.
That I have to, like, sit and read. Right. Like, especially a book. Like, maybe a two-hour movie. Right. Definitely, like, a one-hour television show.
Maybe a sketch.
Yeah.
Yep.
In a comedy show.
To sit here and clock in, like, I don't know how long it would take me to read Pride and Prejudice. 10 hours? 15 hours? 20 hours? It's a lot of time.
The joke isn't worth the juice isn't worth the squeeze. The joke isn't worth the story.
Yeah. Like, that's not going to take me through the entire Pride and Prejudice story. Like, that's a long time to buy into a shtick.
The other thing that's going on now is the, I don't know how recent it is. I feel like it's been going on for a while, but I feel it's picking up speed again, is the opposite, the adapting children's books into adult themes.
Yeah.
So, like, we got that series of books, but you remember when you were a kid, there was Mr. Happy and Mr. Tickly and all those.
Oh, I laughed at those the other day, and then you said, I knew you were going to laugh at it, and you were very upset with me.
Well, it's that same thing. Like, it's like The Simpsons, the B-sharps. So right. Like, we need a name that's funny the first time you hear it, but gets less funny every single time you say it. And it was, there was Mr. Selfie, who takes a bunch of selfies, and Little Miss Overshare. And then there's, there's the book, Go to Sleep Already?
Go to Fuck to Sleep.
Which is based on a kid's book.
Yeah.
And there's, Goodnight Moon got turned into Goodnight iPad.
Oh my god.
Right? Yeah, and it's like,
here's the thing. All of this is because these are not timeless adaptations of things that maybe Goodnight Moon, I guess, would be timeless. I mean, that's
Goodnight
Moon
is a classic.
It's a classic.
Yeah.
It's like,
but there's no need to update it.
Right, that's
it's not like you read Goodnight Moon and you're like,
it's pointless nostalgia.
I wish I knew like a different take on this book.
No, it's people who whose parents read Goodnight Moon to them as kids, who now have kids of their own that are reading Goodnight Moon to their kids, and their friends come to a party like, hey, where do you see this great funny book? It's a board book about go to fuck to sleep, you know? And it's like,
but don't read it to your kids because they're gonna turn into serial killers,
right? Yeah,
it's
like the high heel 40-year-old drinking Chardonnay crowd.
Oh, man, we hate people.
Yes! Finally!
There's your 59 joke. there's your answer, Banjo Story.
What was the other part of that question?
He said, the last part was, what is lost or gained when you transplant a story from one environment to another?
Well, you can 500 years ago, someone tells a story, and then we still tell that story. Every
used to be 200,000.
Every generation, I'm narrowing it down. Everyone was like, "Oh, let's go not that deep." So somebody tells a story, right? Let's say 500 years ago, and we're still telling that story,
right?
Every generation is going to have a different
version
of that, but fundamentally, the themes stay the same. Like the story of the 300 Spartans, like that always stays the same. Like there were guys, and they, underdog, an underdog story.
Against all odds.
Against all odds, right. Yeah. Right. Against an evil king, it's always an evil guy, you know.
Good triumphing over evil, right, exactly. Despite the righteous, insurmountable odds.
The
yeah.
righteous men, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's always going to be the same. It's when you start changing that stuff that you lose something. Like, there are bigger themes in our human psyche that we just gravitate toward. And some people gravitate toward other things. Some people gravitate toward other things than that, but...
But I actually think that this part of the question seems like it's much more specific and not, you know, it's not what is lost or gained by retelling the good triumphing over evil in this face of insurmountable odds.
Yeah.
It's more like...
Nintendo's here.
Damn! He's somebody always got, bugging us to silence got, our phones!
Yes.
Goddamn!
I didn't silence my phone.
Sorry.
Wow.
He's just so popular.
Damn. I'll check that later.
Damn it. It was worth it.
I think it's more about like what is. I think the gist of this question is the specific. What is lost or gained by retelling The Taming of the Shrew as 10 Things I Hate About You, or what is lost or gained by retelling Poltergeist as just Poltergeist again? No, seriously.
I would say
the
gained,
short answer is what is gained is money.
What is gained is money, but I would say what is gained is a unique reinvigoration of a great story. Like,
well, and I think especially when you think about telling like these Shakespearean stories as children's stories or teen stories, like, not to sound like a high school English teacher, but like it's a way for kids to relate. So like you watch, you know, 10 Things I Hate About You, and then you have to read The Taming of the Shrew, and you're like, oh yeah, I get it. You know, like
she dances to Biggie in both. He had that in the original. He said, "Then she doth dance to Biggie, Notorious B.I.G." But eyes were different then. They used like an ass or something. Everything looked different.
Anyway. Like, it's maybe a way for kids to, like, get familiar with these themes and these kinds of stories. Thanks, Josh.
Sorry. I didn't mean to walk all over your point. No, I agree, though.
But
no,
it wasn't that great of a point.
No,
no, because then you have the lion. You're right, because, like, the Lion King, you know.
I don't even...
I mean, all Disney movies, literally...
Oh, they're taken from everything.
You know, retelling... like mythology and stories,
which is
like,
interesting because when you do any research onto about the Lion King, the first thing that comes up is the Lion King
the penises.
Is the first original story by Disney.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
there's a great
Zootopia was pretty original. I'm gonna put that out.
I
there.
Didn't watch Zootopia.
Good movie.
There's a great video by this guy who does YouTube videos named Maddox, and he talks about Disney's Little Mermaid and how they ruined the Little Mermaid because the original story is actually way better and way like more adult themed,
right?
Yeah. Like I don't know.
I don't think they ruined it by finding a way to
ruined
tell it.
It
to kids.
It's on YouTube.
It's real. It's
if they're talking about a movie on YouTube, it's ruined.
Yeah, it's ruined.
There's no reason.
Ruined.
There's no reason to talk about something on YouTube that you enjoy.
Same. I mean, I get
or
it.
Or a podcast.
I think there's room for both versions, which is what this whole podcast episode is about.
As a father, I hate the Little Mermaid. She falls in love with that guy looking at him.
That's what he talks about.
And
that's
rejects,
exactly what he talks
rejects
about.
Her entire existence.
Yes.
Because she saw him.
Right.
Also, like most movies about women for a long time.
Oh, boy.
I'm just saying.
They made movies about women?
We haven't seen them. They're not for us.
Oh, man. We should get in on this.
Your dick would fall off if you watched
like,
them.
You know when girls go to the bathroom? You know when girls go to the bathroom together?
We're watching The
like,
Little
in
Mermaid.
Groups, they're watching movies in there.
That's why we're in there so long.
They have those like those boxes like in BioShock Infinite. Like you look in and you turn the crank.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's why I should feel powerless.
Oh. This is why men have all the power.
And then they have a tickle fight and then they come back to dinner.
In our underwear.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been to one of these.
You're not invited.
Ah, it's not for you.
Oh shit.
All right, we got it.
Got it.
Nailed it. In the bag. There you go, Banjo Story. There's your answer.
I think we answered it perfectly.
You're welcome.
If this really was an AP test, we would have gotten a 1, which is bad.
Yeah, that is bad.
All right. We're going to study out. We'll be right back.
to episode 59 of Cracking the Spine. I am Josh.
I am Sean.
I'm Zane.
So there it is. There's all of the answers to the burning question about adaptations.
It's so big. It's too big. I can't fit it all. It's too big a thing.
Josh, we're back.
Oh, shit, we're back.
No, there's a lot. There's a lot to cover.
It's too much.
And it was, you know, maybe we should split it up, and we didn't, so.
It's, I mean, too late. I can talk about this, like, all day.
Go ahead.
We know.
Zane and I'll
I won't. Because I wasn't here last week, so I don't want to fit all 2 weeks into 1 week.
It's dancing
it's
at
too
you.
Too big. I don't know what's going on over here.
So what did we miss? As always, come on, jump on us and tell us what we missed. And
yep. Jump on us.
Jump on it.
Just, you know what I mean.
That's probably in a 90s movie.
Get at us on email. You know, all right, is that an age joke? Age.
No.
Right. No. We were kind of...
You were alive in the 90s.
Yeah,
you
were
remember
there.
It.
All right, I was. It was good. It was college and high school.
I enjoyed the 90s. Yeah.
All right.
I was a little kid for most of it.
I know, I was there.
Oh my god.
I'm so young, and you guys are so old. There you go.
All right. Get at us on email, crackingthespineshow@gmail.com.
The Reddit.
The Reddit sub...
the Reddit, which hasn't been updated in a while, so guys, come on.
I'll put something on
I threw a post on today. So,
oh, I didn't see that. When did you do that?
What was it? Describe it to me.
I asked what people thought of my klaxons.
That's awesome. I didn't see that. I checked the Reddit a couple times today. It must have been before.
It was like a couple hours ago, like 2 or 3 hours ago.
Twitter!
Yeah.
Get on the Twitter.
Twitter's been pretty active. We're getting some stuff on Twitter.
Yeah. We've got a bunch of emails recently, too.
And what was the thing somebody said on Twitter about plays or something recently? No, it was... somebody made a really good point on Twitter
about how
about the second person?
Yes, the Dungeons and Dragons thing. Right. The D&D or text-based video game, which I think is a really good...
It was Kevin Cole said...
I know Kevin Cole. Bow, 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 bow,
bow. Like at IRL, you know Kevin Cole? Oh, okay.
He said some good non-pretentious second person in fiction, Dungeon Masters and text adventure games use it.
Although I will throw a little caveat in there. I don't know how many non-pretentious Dungeon Masters I've ever come across.
They're the Dungeon Master?
Yeah, there it is. All right, cool. So, talk to us. We'll talk back. And we'll talk more next week about
whatever.
Stuff and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to be clear, though, you can ask giant questions like this. I didn't mean to shut that down because I need people to tell me what to talk about.
Also, there's an ongoing thread on the Reddit.
It's stickied to the top.
About show topics, and people are adding to it, and it's a really great place not only to add show topics and tell us what you want to hear, but also to see if your show topic has already been covered or mentioned by someone else.
Right, or provide feedback on stuff that we've already talked about.
Yeah.
Really, just get it on the Reddit. Like, we like it.
Yeah, it's all right. Awesome.
Cool. See you guys later.
Bye.